Hello and welcome to the Creating Happy Writers podcast. My name is Steph Caswell, a multi-published author and writing coach who believes that every woman has a story worth sharing. I'm here to show you that writing your book doesn't have to be overwhelming or time-consuming. After all, you already have the expertise and content within you. Instead, I want to help women like you create a guilt-free space to write, build the confidence to share your message, and turn your knowledge into a business-boosting book that helps you earn what you deserve. You can get more support from me via my weekly email newsletter or in my book, Dare to Write. You can also become a member of the Happy Writers Hub, a space for you to dedicate regular time to your book project and start prioritizing it as your next bold business move. Doors are always open, so come and join us for weekly co-writing sessions, as well as monthly live Q&A sessions where you can ask anything you'd like about the writing and publishing process. Links to the newsletter, book, and the hub are all in the show notes. Welcome to episode 99. It's Steph here. Today, I want to talk to you about becoming obsessed with your book. Yes, obsessed with your book. And I hope that throughout the episode, you will understand the power of becoming so bloody linked, energized, charged by your book that you cannot help but finish it. You cannot help but put it out in the world. And if you are someone who's nearly launching their book or you just launched it, I hope this gives you a little bit of a boost around feeling energetically aligned with your book still and how you can do the very most to keep promoting it, keep talking about it. And that all starts, in my humble opinion, by being obsessed with it. It's easy to tell when people are obsessed with things, be it their book, be it their business, be it the latest TV show that they've been watching and they want to tell everyone about. You can just tell because it radiates off them. It radiates in how they talk about it, in how they show up. And when you're with your friends and people start telling each other how obsessed they are with a recent thing that they've done, read, seen, been part of, created, it's just an energy, isn't it? It's an energy that just comes off them. And other people naturally get pulled into that energy as well. And I just want to clarify before we start, because I'm going to go into some stuff here that you might think is slightly more woo-woo. I hate that expression, but just because it's very commonly understood. It's slightly more woo-woo than perhaps I would normally cover, but I think it matters so much. I'm dedicating a whole episode of the podcast to this idea of being energetically obsessed with your book. It's not about overwork. It's about feeling so aligned with it, so excited about what you're doing that you often cannot wait to sit down and write. Now, I'm not stupid enough, 8 books in, to tell you that you're going to sit down and write with energy and excitement and motivation and inspiration every single time your bum goes in the chair. I'm not going to tell you that because that isn't the case. It's never been the case for me. I can feel super excited about the book I'm writing. Book 8 that I've just finished. Loved writing it. Loved it. But there were certain days where it was just the work. I had to do the work. I wasn't feeling energetic about it. I wasn't feeling energized. But I'll tell you the truth of something here. When I went back through my first draft, I could tell when I was feeling energized and excited and when I wasn't, just by the state of my writing. Some of it felt flat, boring. And listen, don't get me wrong, editing will do all the thing about lifting those maybe slightly less energized parts. But I could tell reading it back, I thought there are certain chapters or certain sections where I thought I was totally feeling the vibe here and I was totally on fire with my writing. And then there were other points where obviously I wasn't feeling it, but I sat down and committed to it and did the work. But the energy wasn't clear in my writing and I had to go back and lift them and boost them. So it really does show. And I think that's an important part of today. We're unpacking, yes, how to stay energetically obsessed with your book, how to become obsessed with it. But it's also how to stay obsessed with it, because it's not a thing that you're going to do in a day or a week or a month. This is more than likely going to be 6 months to a year of your life. So how are you going to stay energetically obsessed with it? And what's it going to look like? And how can you really lean into what I'm about to share with you? So I hope you enjoy today's episode. I'm excited. I'm energized, if we're going to stick with the idea of energy. I am energized about this episode because it's something that I truly think matters and makes a difference in our writing experience. I want to start by maybe addressing the woo in the room. And this is all about energetics. And I first heard about energetics and about energy and how energy is a huge part of our daily existence way back, I think, when I read The Success Principles. And also one of the big ones for me was The Source by Tara Swart. Just knowing that energy is all around us, we are made up of energy. And I want to take it back then for a moment to just say that if you are somebody who is skeptical about energetics, about how our thoughts can impact how we behave, what happens to us, what manifests, what comes about, then I get it. There's always going to be people who are skeptical that you may think, oh my God, this episode is totally not my thing. And I want to say that I get it. I do. But I've chosen to believe that it matters, because I think that when I started to notice that energy matters, it's made a difference to my life in many, many different ways. And for the sake of this podcast, let's just say it's made a difference to how I show up for my writing, how I write, but also as a business owner. And I want to start by just kind of giving you a very, very brief overview of the science behind energy and how energetics is such an important part of who we are and how successful we can become. So let's just say you are energy, not in a woo-woo way, in a literal, biological, scientific way. You are energy. At the most basic level, your body, every cell, every organ, every thought is made up of atoms, and atoms are made of energy. They vibrate. They emit a frequency, which means you are not just a physical being, you're also an energetic one. And that's where this idea of vibrational frequency comes from. The emotions you feel, the thoughts you think, even the beliefs you hold, they all carry different energetic frequencies, signatures. High energy states like joy, creativity, and purpose vibrate at a higher frequency. Low energy states like fear, doubt, or burnout, they vibrate lower. And this is why your inner state, shall we say, is so powerful. You're not just experiencing life, you're broadcasting your energy into it. And energetic frequencies are fascinating. And there's some neuroscience behind the energetics. So it's not just me saying, oh, you know, you must have heard of it before. You might, like I said, be someone super skeptical, but there is now science that backs up this whole idea of energetic frequencies. According to Tara Swart, who I mentioned before, she's a neuroscientist and she's the author of The Source. Your thoughts aren't just passive. They're made of electrical impulses, literal bursts of energy firing through your brain. Every time you focus on something, you strengthen, the neural connections tied to it. So our brain is made up of neural pathways, and the thoughts that we create have this, they set up a neural pathway. And the more and more you kind of find this brain fires these thoughts off, the more ingrained that and established that neural pathway becomes. And then what happens is your brain's reticular activating system, the RAS, gets involved. And it's like a little filter. So it shows you more of what is aligned with what you're focused on. And this can be positive and negative. So you can be focused on really positive stuff and you'll notice more and more things that are aligned with that, things that start to happen in your life that bring about more of that kind of stuff. Or if it's negative, then you will just look for ways to confirm that negativity. And our brains are naturally negative. So it's why it's so important that we look for ways to build this more positive energy towards our writing, towards life in general. So there's a very famous phrase, and I have it written up next to my desk because I think about it every day without fail. I often journal on it. And it's a quote that says, where focus goes, energy flows. And it's actually true on a brain level, but also on a body level, on a biological level. Our thoughts shape our attention shapes our energy, and our energy shapes what we notice, attract, and act on. So it's so true that if you want to become obsessed with your book and about the process of writing it, the energy needs to be aligned. So if you're sitting down and you're thinking to yourself, I'm feeling really negative about this, or I'm worried about this, should I be writing this? I'm not a very good writer. Like, this feels hard. This is so overwhelming. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know whether anything I have to say matters. All of that is energy, right? So if you bring that energy to your project, to your book project, it massively impacts how easy or hard you feel the process is. And the more you're emotionally and energetically invested in your idea, the more your brain starts to help you make it real. Now, as I said, it's not easy if you are somebody who is prone to feeling negative thoughts about the process, or feeling that bad shit always happens to you, or that this isn't going to work, this book isn't going to get written, it's really hard. And I genuinely think that we can turn that around just by working on the energy and the thoughts that we're bringing to the process. And I hope that this has made you really sit up and take notice and think about how you approach your writing, be it for your book or just be it across any kind of content that you're creating in the written form, that when we are bringing the right energy to the project, it can make a whole host of difference to our experience of the process, but also the end result. Let's think a little bit about why obsession matters specifically to your book. Now, I hope you can understand by what I've just explained to you about how biologically that bringing the right energy to the project is important, but it's about developing a relationship with your book. It's about turning up to it and expecting the best from it, expecting that it's going to go well, rather than perhaps looking for reasons that it won't. And the energy we bring to it, how connected we feel to it, how lit up and emotionally attached and tethered we are to it, shows up in our writing. As I said to you, when I was going back through my first draft, I really noticed when I had obviously brought the positive A-game energy and when I hadn't. And I think that it's such an important realization to me that if you've listened to the podcast before, you will know that book eight was not always the book eight it has become. Book eight was originally around confidence, and it wasn't something that I felt at the time very emotionally attached to as a topic. I thought, this is makes sense to write this book. It's a book I probably should write because I talk a lot about confidence. But it wasn't one that I felt really connected to as a concept. So I started writing it and I just found it the hardest book I've ever written. And that includes my novels. The hardest book I've ever written, because I was writing it from a place of should and not from a place of emotional attachment and joy and passion and love and all those overused words. And I got to about 10,000 words, maybe 12,000 words. And I realized that I just wasn't feeling it. I couldn't be bothered to sit down and write. I really just didn't feel it. Like, I'd done these 10,000 words and it felt like pulling teeth. It felt hard. And I thought, what is going on? So I pivoted, changed the book, thought, what do I feel excited about talking about? Where is my energy pulling me? My energy was pulling me to a book on productivity, a book on habits, a book on making writing an easy thing to fit into our busy lives. That's what felt good. So I pivoted and I wrote the first draft far more easily than I would have done if I'd stayed linked energetically to a book that I wasn't feeling resonated. Again, where focus goes, energy flows. And when I was focused on a book that wasn't quite right to be writing at that moment, then the energy flow was just blocked. It was often negative. I just couldn't get into it. And yeah, it was a really, really weird experience. And so I really tapped into sitting, tuning in to my intuition, thinking, what is my gut telling me is the best decision here? And the gut was telling me, write the book you want to write, which is about creativity and productivity. It's not about confidence yet. And I do think that confidence book will come, because the more I've left it and sort of cracked on with something else, the more it's been kind of speaking to me a bit more, and I'm feeling a little bit more aligned with it now. But it wasn't at that moment in time. So I had to change, I had to pivot. In programs that I run, including Expert to Author, I will always say, if you are bored, the reader will be bored. The moment that they can sense that you're just, oh, I'm writing this because I had to, I'm writing this because I feel I should, that will shine through to the reader and they won't feel connected to your book. Because I think the energy that goes into your book is the energy that the reader receives from your book. I think that they know, they can sense the energy that you're putting out into the world is reflected back in your words and just in the energy from the book itself. So I hope for the rest of the podcast, I'm going to give you some tips now, some five ways that you can stay obsessed, stay energetically aligned and pumped up for writing your book. And it starts with emotion. The question to consider here is not, will it sell? How many copies am I going to sell? Is this going to be something that people are going to expect me to write? It's more from a place of, what can I not write? What can I not help but write? What feels like it's pulling me to be written? And when you get super clear on what you want to write, what comes from a place of excitement and joy, you can then decide, well, how can I fit that into something that will be clear to other people? Because we can't have one without the other, right? You can't write a book that only you would want to read, because it's pointless. You have to write a book that you would love reading and that you feel excited about reading and that you feel excited about promoting and talking about. But you also have to write to the people that want to read that kind of thing. And there's a real balance here, but it has to start with, what do you want to say? And then we can work out, how can you say that in a way that will resonate with other people, that makes it marketable, that makes it something that will showcase the best of your expertise, but also be appealing for people to buy? Because if you start with the buying thing, then you get led into the shoulds. But if you start with the emotional thing, you can get led off astray, you know, and write something that perhaps isn't what people need or want. So there is a balance. But in Expert to Author, we have that whole first phase is dedicated to this. The first phase is clarity of concept. And when you are super clear on what you're writing and why and who to, the rest becomes easier. And that's why I've dedicated within that program that opportunity to really sit and think about the best energetic framework, but also the most marketable. Point two, almost every author I ever speak to says to me that they change over the course of writing their book. They're not the person they were when they started writing. They've got more clarity. They've got more idea of who they are, what they think, why they think it. They've consolidated their messaging. They know exactly what they want to be doing and saying and who people they want to be working with next. And it's a really good process for that. And I love watching that unfold within these sorts of things, like Expert to Author, and it changes you as a person. And I often ask people to be really, really specific about who they want to be when they finish the book. Who do you want to be as a result? Who is the person that's going to be on the other end of this book? And I say, and I often use this in my marketing, in my messaging, is it's not about the book. It's about who you become by writing it. That is more important to me, because that's longevity. That is you in the next phase of an era of your life. That's you stepping into this new season, this new version of you. You're leveling up. And I often will invite people to think, actually, what do I want that to look like? What do you want to achieve next? What is this book going to do for you? Not just for your business, not just for your reader, but for you personally, on a very deep level. What do you want it to do? Yes, there's the business case. You want to get paid more. You want to go onto stages. You want to be on more podcasts. You want to be invited onto panels. There's all of this wonderful stuff waiting for you on the other side of the book. But actually, what's that going to do for you, the person? And that is really, really important. It's something that I see happen often within my group programs, within working one-to-one with people, is the transformation and the clarity. And you will hear people I interview on this podcast talk about it, how much clearer they were at the end of who they were or who they are and what they want to be doing next. Keeping yourself obsessed with your book can start with the small things. And I'm just taking a tiny, tiny piece of book 8, and I'm going to share not the content, not the manuscript with you now, because it's not finished, but because I want to address a whole chapter which I've written in the book, which is about rituals and routines and how much this can do for our energy. So two things I want to say. I have a playlist that I put on when I'm writing. It gets me in the mood to write. And I often start with something that is a grounding type of piece of music, and it isn't instrumental. I write to instrumental, I write to classical or to movie soundtracks, which have no words because I cannot write to anything with lyrics. But I will often start my writing practice each day with something that gets my energy up, gets me in the zone. And perhaps those times when I was reading my work back and I thought, it doesn't feel like I had a lot of energy here. Perhaps that was when I was writing in coffee shops or on a train or something like that, where I wasn't in my usual place with my Spotify available. And it's a great way to find a piece of music to signal to your brain that you are pumped and energized for this. The second thing I want to say about that is I recently went on a masterclass with Samantha Harmon around the energetics of what we wear and how that can bring a real energy to our business and to our messaging. And she talked about the fact that it's often the music for her, that when she's creating her content for the week, she has a piece of music or a playlist of music that gets her in that energetic framework. It gets her feeling energized, feeling vibey, feeling like the woman that she really is, not the person that's like, oh, I've got to write this week's LinkedIn posts. And you're writing it from this place of, oh, I've got to, fine, I know I've got to write, but, and if you start there, the energy is all wrong. You have to bring the energy. You have to really make it become the thing that pushes you to do your best work. And she often talks about the music. She talks about what you're wearing. She talks about maybe putting perfume on, whatever it is, or some statement jewelry, something that brings the vibe, brings the energy. And I think this can be perfectly applied to our writing practices. Yes, music. I was chatting to somebody on the podcast the other day for an episode in the autumn, and she told me that she lights a candle every time she's about to write. It's the thing that signals to her brain that it gets her in the right place with the right energetic frequency to be writing. She's a very calm, measured person. The book is about well-being. And when I spoke to her, you could just tell. I even said to her afterwards, she had such a calm, measured way that was just perfect for what she was talking about. She wasn't like super giddy and like really, but that's not her energy. Her energy is one of calm, of patience, of care. And just lighting that candle is absolutely, she said, every time she wrote, she wanted to come from a place of almost being in this kind of soothing, supportive way. And lighting the candle got her into that energetic frequency. I, like I said, will play music to get me in the right vibe for writing. But sometimes I will really think about this. I know that lots of people have been commenting on my social around the fact that this is my era of earrings and wearing shirts, like colourful shirts, because I'm somebody who traditionally wears kind of, I guess, boring colours. So I'm trying to step into a little bit more of like bringing some colour energy, bringing some vibes around the colours I'm wearing on my body, and wearing some really nice big earrings. I don't know, just anything that's going to get my energy flowing. Next point, stay close to your why, because this will bring the energy. When you think about why you're writing this, and if it's because you think you should, that is not going to be the right energy frequency. It should be about the fact that you're going to be able to help more people, that you can reach a wider audience. When I spoke to Hilary Saltzman on the podcast, she said that to me. She said that was the reason that she wrote one of the reasons she wrote the book is because she had something that she thought was so important to say, and she wanted to say it to more people. That energized her. That made her realize why she was doing what she was doing. Stick to your why, have it up somewhere, or print out something that is a testimonial that is just really makes you feel like what you are trying to do matters to each and every person who reads your book. And if you get to a point where you're like, I'm just feeling flat, look back at your why. Think about why you are doing what you're doing. Think about why you started your business. Think about the best people that you've supported and the biggest transformations that have happened, or even the smallest. And I'll often say that I remember I had a teacher who sent me a message to tell me that my book had helped him get through the first year of teaching, because there were points where he didn't think he was going to get through it because of tricky behavior in the classroom. And just knowing that I'd helped him get through his first year of teaching is massive. It gave me such a boost, such a positive boost, and positive energy flow can really, really help when we are feeling as though, why are we doing this in the first place? And my final piece of advice is, don't write in isolation. Do not write constantly on your own, because we can get energy from other people. I saw one of my very good friends yesterday, and she said to me, I just get so much energy from being around people. Now, you might be slightly more introverted and you don't need loads of people all of the time. But I do think there are going to be periods of time in the writing process where you're going to need to have other people around you to lift you, to boost you, to give you some bits of motivation or inspiration. Don't do it alone. And that is, I would say, the main reason that Expert to Author, my group program, exists, is because I recognize how important it is to be working and doing this alongside other people. Coming together for co-writing sessions, coming together for our Q&As, just being around a community of people who are doing the same thing that you are in a way that isn't super invasive. So we're not constantly on Telegram, we're not constantly in each other's busy lives, but we are there for each other regularly. And I think that that keeps our obsessions going, because the more we are around people who are also passionate about what they're doing, it radiates, because that's, like I said, where focus goes, energy flows. And if you've ever been in a room where everyone's energy is high, like everyone's excited to be there, there's a buzz, you can just feel, you walk in and you're just like, oh my God, the vibe here is amazing. That's because everyone's collective energy is making that whole experience, the whole atmosphere in the room, what it is. If you go into a room where the energy is low, it's exactly the same. You can feel it, right? You can feel it. And one of the things that I'm working super hard on in Expert to Author is kind of always bringing that supportive, encouraging, positive vibe. So when people come on the calls, when people are talking about what they're doing, there's that energy. There's that moment where you feel like, yes, I can move forward. I can make progress. And that is so, so powerful when you are writing a book. Final part of the podcast before I go is, how can you keep your obsession levels up? How can you stay energetically buzzing about your book? And it's very normal to notice a dip. It's very, very normal. You will feel super energized and pumped at the beginning. You will feel super energized and pumped at the end, because the finish line is in sight. It's the middle bit where things can become maybe less vibey, less energetically motivating. And this is where you're going to need to stick to some of those things that I suggested a few moments ago, particularly maybe around music or anything that's going to lift your energy. I remember watching a Tony Robbins documentary on Netflix called I Am Not Your Guru. And in that, he really leans into this energetic flow. And if you watched it, you'll know that just before he goes on stage, he bounces on a trampoline, a little mini trampette, because it alters his physical state. He feels energized and pumped up. And as soon as he steps off that mini trampette, he walks onto the stage and he's pumped up, he's energized, he's excited. The audience feel it, they get excited. It's really, really strong and powerful. And listen, I'm not a massive Tony Robbins fan, but I found that really, really interesting in the show. So like I said, normal to dip is not a sign that you need to quit. It's just a sign that you need to recalibrate. And think about the stage you're in right now, not thinking, oh my goodness, I've still got X amount of words to do. I've still got how many chapters to write. I've still got months ahead of me. When we do that, we're living in our imaginations. We're living in the future that hasn't actually happened yet. We need to stay in the present and be like, what am I going to do today? What are some of the tried and tested things that I know work for me when I'm feeling energetically depleted, unmotivated, low? You will have your own things. For me, it might be taking a day off my writing. It will be taking the dog out, getting outside in fresh air, giving myself some time away from it, filling up my cup, and then being able to go back to it the following day and feeling slightly more energized. You might do all the things you need to do to feel energized and it still isn't happening that day. Then just stop. That's the thing that I would say, stop. You know that you're overall going to feel super energized about this, but there will be dips and days where you don't feel it. So just recognize them and have some strategies up your sleeve, not when you're needing the strategies, but have them in a list up next to you on your desk. When I feel a slump, these are the things I know will help me. And then you can look and be, when you're feeling slumpy, you can look at your list and be like, right, I'm going to go away and I'm going to go and do that thing because I know that always boosts my energy. And it could be that you just put on a particular song that you can dance around the room to that raises your energy and you write. It could be that you need to go out or you need to go and phone one of your friends or you need to come into Expert to Author and just ask on the Telegram chat or just share how you're feeling and get some other people to lift you and raise you and support you in this moment of I'm feeling a bit slumpy. With that being said, Expert to Author is now open. So if you've lost your spark or perhaps you're worried that you're going to lose your spark, it's not the book that's the problem. It's just the energy that you are feeling around it. And Expert to Author is designed for all of these moments. It's a place for you to feel welcome, to feel energized, to feel a place where if you are not having the best moment, you can come and share it in the group and get some support, get some guidance from me on what you could do. And you don't have to write this alone. There are people who are doing it alongside you. There's me who's been there so many times before. And I can help you stay obsessed because if you do stay obsessed with your book, if you do stay totally energetically aligned with what you're doing, the end result is so much better. And the reader's going to get what they need. You're going to get what you need. And you are going to make this as successful as possible. And it all starts with energy. So if you're interested in coming to Expert to Author, we start on June the 16th and early bird offer is still available. You need to get in quick. It's at a reduced rate for the early bird offer, but also you get a great bonus. And I'd love for you to be there. I'd love for you to write this book feeling so positive and excited as often as possible, rather than doing it by yourself and feeling slumpy and low and wondering why you bothered starting. We're here. It's going to be great. I love the group programs. I love the energy that every woman brings to it. And I can't wait to help you write your book. So keep energized. Try some of the strategies I've shared today. And I hope to see you in Expert to Author. Until next time, happy writing.